As we close the book on 2019, we thought we'd take a few minutes to listen back to what has been a most consequential year in Illinois government and politics. From novice politicians taking power to a flood of major legislation, here now are some of the voices that made news in 2019.
It's a new day for Illinois. You're looking live inside the inauguration ceremony for Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker.
Democrat J.B. Pritzker will be sworn in as Illinois' 43rd governor following 4 years of political turmoil under Republican Bruce Rauner.
I, J.B. Pritzker, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully exercise the duties of officer of governor of Illinois to the best of my ability. Thank you.
On December 3rd, 1818, Illinois became the 21st state. 200 years later, with the DNA of my formerly enslaved great-great-grandfather, William Stevens, as part of my genetic makeup, I am proud to stand before you as our state's first Black lieutenant governor.
J.B. Pritzker and First Lady M.K. Pritzker welcomed everyone to the celebration and christened the inaugural ball with the first dance tonight, a lavish party to usher in a new day. The big entertainment secret finally revealed when Maroon 5 took the stage after the first dance, wowing the crowd and only ramping up the festivities.
Pritzker is worth more than $3 billion, and his personal fortune is already impacting state government. Pritzker is doubling the salaries of some 20 top staffers, including his three deputy governors, with money from his own pocket.
There is something offensive about the term the working poor. These workers are not lazy. They do not lack initiative. They are poor because of wage stagnation.
I even argue that $15 is actually not sufficient according to economics.
The impact and consequences of this legislation will affect every Illinoisan, every worker, every employer. But today, February 14th, this rush to pass this bill is nothing less than breathtaking.
We are taking a major step forward to legalize adult use cannabis, and to celebrate the fact that Illinois is going to have the most equity-centric law in the nation.
I showed up for one reason and one reason only, because I'm a Black woman. And I wanted to make sure that Black people and other people of color showed up in this bill.
We must trust women, all women, to make decisions about our own bodies. And it is critical that women have the right and the ability to choose what is best for them and their health.
For a woman at my stage in pregnancy, where the baby responds to his dad's voice as he reads him books at night, the woman could go to the facility. The baby is perfectly healthy. But if that woman says, based on my familial health, this is medically necessary, that is allowed.
I am disgusted by the propaganda that is out there suggesting that any woman late in her pregnancy or even after giving birth, as I've heard from some, and then decide, I just don't want this child, and simply end its life. It's disgusting and it's insulting to women and it's insulting to the doctors who have taken that Hippocratic oath.
Capital bills in Springfield are like the second coming of the cicadas, you know, it every 10 years. And that's not the way to go in regards to funding our infrastructure.
We have a situation where many of our state buildings are in a state of poor repair that needs to be remedied.
I've only been doing this for 20 years trying to get this done. And it's a little emotional.
The feeling that I had in this chamber today was pretty darn good. Because you know why? Because we worked it out.
This has been an extraordinarily productive session of the General Assembly. Simply historic.
So, Mr. Governor, do you see what a difference it makes to have somebody new in the governor's office?
Together,
We just accomplished one of the most ambitious and consequential legislative sessions in this state's history.
I'm beginning to see the light.
Any way you slice it, these results amount to a stunning upset by Lori Lightfoot, a victory almost no one saw coming and few believed that she could pull off.
So what do you think of us now?
Yeah! Together, we can and will finally put the interest of our people, all of our people, ahead of the interest of a powerful few. And that means we can and we will make our streets, all of our streets, safe again.
Lunchtime in the state capitol in Springfield is aroused by FBI agents hauling out boxes of material marked as evidence.
Surprise raids taking place today at the Springfield office of State Senator Martin Sandoval, as well as his Gage Park home.
Governor J.B. Pritzker appears to have been caught off guard by a report by WBEZ Radio that federal authorities have him under investigation.
What I know is what you all know from the reporting that was done this morning.
Representative Luis Arroyo appeared before a federal magistrate for the following: bribing a state official in exchange for official action.
I answered a question yesterday. I'm not going to continuously answer this every day of my life. I'm down here to do a job that I was elected to do.
Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan was secretly recorded by the FBI trying to secure a developer's business for Madigan's private law firm.
It happened in 2014 as the developer sought state assistance to build a hotel in Chinatown.
No, I'm not a target of anything.
Big surprise in Illinois politics tonight. Longtime State Senate President John Cullerton says he is retiring.
The 71-year-old Democrat took over the post 11 years ago.
Governor Pritzker calling Cullerton a passionate advocate for improving Illinois. And the governor says, I wish him all the best in the years to come.
Reports on John Cullerton's retirement were among the voices that made news in Illinois government and politics in 2019. I'm Brian Mackey.